So this is episode 63 of the Gold Squadron podcast. I'm your host, Dion Morales, and today I'm joined by members of the community because today is a town hall. Today I am joined by Burning Stick.
Hello, everybody.
Mattman 7306.
Yo.
Riverview.
Gold Squadron podcast.
Hey, what's going on? It's Riverview.
And Sanct.
What's up, guys?
So our discussion today revolves around, we are currently on the road to second edition. We are in the car driving, and we're asking our parents, are we there yet? So my question is to the community, and it's something I'm asking myself all the time, is what are we doing to get there? Besides, you know, constantly hitting refresh on the FFG page and hoping for, you know, an article that actually tells us something as opposed to the one that we got this week, which literally said nothing. It was nothing new at all.
Was there anything in that article even?
Say that again?
Was there anything even new in that article? My question.
There was zero.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah. There was absolutely nothing.
Everything was leaked in the corset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the exciting thing. Like, ooh, corset stuff. But I was...
Okay, I'll think quickly. Do we know how they're going to be dealing with... So the Aggressor is a small, a medium base, correct?
Right.
The Aggressor. And the Mist Hunter is a small, medium base, correct?
Yes.
How are they... Because they're completely different peg tips. How are they doing that?
Oh, that's a great question.
So the small to large converter peg thingy.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that on my drive from casual. I was like, how's this? What? Okay, that makes sense. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, there's a peg that, there are going to be pegs inside there where the bottom is the large base, like, bottom part, but the top is a small base. It's basically that.
Okay,
converter.
So you use the large base as pegs.
Exactly.
Okay, gee, how much do I have to pay you to get me aliens for medium bases? I want my epics.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
Yeah. Patreon award.
That's right, Patreon epic stands for medium bases.
I'd pay for it.
All right, guys. So before we go too far, I do want to tell everybody that every week we stream minimum 3 times a week. Today, our schedule is a little weird this week, but usually Mondays we do our podcast live. Today, we're doing it on Wednesday because I was like dead asleep last Monday because I had just flown in from the California system open. Wednesdays, we usually do league night, but not this week because my wife has a concert, so I was on baby duty. But this Friday... we will have our grab bag, whatever Dion feels like doing on a Friday and streaming it. And, you know, like, again, we'll be back to Monday. In next week, not this upcoming week, but this week, finding dates. I'll be at Origins is what I'm looking for. Is that next week or the week after? I just know I'm going. Pull out my calendar here. Boom. The weekend of June 15th and 16th, so 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. We will be streaming from Origins on Friday and Saturday, but you will not have the silky tones of Dion Morales behind the microphone because I will be playing. So, yeah, I'll be playing.
No.
Then who will commentate? Who will do it?
There will be no one. There will be
what?
There would just be the table audio, but
there will be Twitch chat.
There will be Twitch chat. Twitch chat will be the commentator. But actually,
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm not gonna have it on the screen, but
okay, good. I was going to say
no, I won't have it on the screen. But what I am looking for is some volunteers to handle the stats because I have figured out a way for someone to from afar. Handle the stats as they're watching the stream. So at least we have that going, and we'll assign people slots and things so that there's not two people trying to do it at once. But that should be fun. We'll figure that out later. If you're wanting to volunteer, go ahead and get in contact with me, and we'll see what is available by then.
Neat.
Yeah, should be fun. So and it's super easy. It's not hard. I know it looks real fancy. It's very easy. So let's go ahead and get into our main topic, the road to second edition. You know, we still have now June, July, August. We got to get through 3.5-ish months to get the second edition be legal. Like the second edition has actually started. Gen Con in late July, I think it is, or early August, is when we'll get our first like hands-on play with it. But we need to get there, and we don't want the game to die. We don't want to totally forget about X-Wing until then. So my question to you guys, and I'll open up the floor, whoever wants to go first. We'll have Riverview. You'll take the floor first. What are you personally doing to bridge the gap to second edition?
Well, a couple guys around here, we've been proccing some 2.0, ordered the medium base bases you can find on Etsy, and just playing some of the lists that have been put out there, and just having fun with that. I'm still prepping for the Seattle system opening in a couple weeks, but playing more fun lists rather than play. But yeah, just trying to maximize the number of reps we can get in with the new stuff and just getting used to the ship.
Sweet. What about you, Sanct? Working on that delay from Australia.
Yeah, seems really bad.
The message will reach him any moment now. Matt Man, you can take the floor. What are you doing?
Well, we have the threat cards from the core set now, so probably just start playing with those.
Burning Stick?
Nothing much, really. Just because I have a team tournament coming up in 2 weeks, I've been flying. Just my silly rebel shenanigan. But no, Tabletop just got updated with 2.0 stuff, so I'll be probably doing that soon.
Awesome.
There's just a lot of stuff being updated so you can try out 2.0 stuff, so that's been good.
Sanct, are you back yet? Take your turn.
Yeah, I kind of missed the question, sorry.
No, you're good, man. My question is, what are you doing right now to... Just kind of a general idea of what you're doing to bridge the gap between first edition and second edition for yourself.
I haven't really looked into it too much. We're caught at sort of just playing some jank at home for now.
Okay, sweet. So now here's the next thing that kind of bridges into that. We have store championships coming up, and store championships, as you know, are going to be in the first edition format. We don't know what are in the kits yet. Come on, FFG, let's get those kits. We assume that it's going to be some type of second edition, you know, related swag, something that you can use both for the very end of first edition and into second edition. But, you know, there are still some pretty major tournaments scheduled that are going to be first edition tournaments that have consequences into second edition. So I know for myself, I am kind of on this fence between, like, am I supposed to still be tryharding or preparing and trying to play 2.0 things and practicing that? Or do I just, like, play jank to get there? It's all just kind of in my mind. I don't know what I want to do. So let's talk about the System Open track right now. The System Open competitors, which I still have two System Opens to get to before second edition happens. There will be Seattle? Yeah, Seattle and Columbus. And people who win those and who win the hyperspace qualifier and the main event get those seats to the Coruscant Open, which people want because it's going to be the first ever premier event for second edition. So, like, I kind of don't want to have to deal with, like, 100-point Miranda anymore or you know, Ghost Fen, but I'm kind of being forced to if I want to have that thing, you know.
Have the chance at getting the qualifiers.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are your guys' thoughts on that?
Yeah.
It's really kind of a prisoner's dilemma. If I fly jank and someone else flies real stuff, then I get wrecked. Mm-hmm. But same thing happens vice versa. Or we both fly real stuff and we're both miserable.
Right. I'm sorry I was forced to do this.
I want to win.
I promise, just give me the Coruscant invite and I'll stop trying. Right? Stuff like
I don't believe that's going to happen.
No, it won't.
No.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think, Matt, man, you said it best, that prisoner's dilemma. You have two sides of this coin where you have to get through first edition in order to get to second edition, and the reality is that the rest of first edition has consequences into second edition. Ah! And that's where I am right now, personally. I'm going to be playing at the Columbus System Open. I might even be playing at the Seattle System Open because I really want that Coruscant invite. And if I don't get it, I'll still end up going to stream it, to stream the Coruscant Open. But it's man, I feel like I'm stuck. Like I practiced like meta lists yesterday, and I was like sad. I was like, I don't want to practice against this. Like I can't fly.
Can it just be over? And we want it to be over.
Yeah. Like I can't fly my Kylo list anymore. It's not competitive.
And that's why I flew my regional, the Kylo and two Deadeye boats.
Yeah.
I love that list, but I was like, I keep on wanting to try it again, but it's like it's just gonna die. It's just there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the gunboats are the problem. Kylo's all right, but yeah. it's the gunboats. The real fun, his name gets cut off here on my thing. The real fun, Bobby. There you go. By the way, fun Bobby is actually really, really fun. I met him in person in California. How's it going, Bobby? He says, fly with a beer in hand. And I agree. I like that. Fly with a beer in hand.
I'm only 16. Can't exactly agree with that.
Matt Man, don't you dare. Nope. Don't you dare drink. You can drink with a soda. I mean, you can play with a soda in your hand, sir. Okay.
I'm getting a very OCX vibe going on.
Actually, no. I'm a super lightweight. I'm a super lightweight. I cannot drink and play because I get real dumb real fast. So, doesn't quite work for me. Maybe afterwards.
No. Victory lap drink.
Victory lap. There you go. Once I get my Coruscant invite. Root beer. There you go. Fun Bobby says root beer. That's good too. K-Dub Wadsworth says, honestly, all I need is the app to appease my appetite. Oh, man. Yes, that is true.
Same here. I need to squad build.
Yeah. I want to tinker for sure. I want to tinker with that app. I want to know what I want to just also know. Of course, we want to know the point cost, right? We're here. We're guessing at maybe what could fit in squads and stuff like that. But I also want to see what else the app can do. Because one real question is at a tournament, how as a TO, right? How do I know that their cards equal 200 points? Like you know how right now a TO can just walk up and count your cards because all the numbers are on the cards.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. In second edition, they have to you'll probably have to turn in a squad list, but it'd be really cool if they could integrate some type of submit your list through the app. That way it's it has a cross check there. I think that.
Oh, I bet that's. I'm pretty sure that's gonna happen because aren't they have tournament support in there already? Like,
yeah, they're saying they're doing something for sure.
I'm very sure
they did discuss it on the stream.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a shock. It would be really good. Come also on. Preventing.
Come on, Zach Rayburn.
Yeah, but that means required tome.
Yeah.
They did say you could use a computer.
Tome.
So it's not like you need an iOS or an Android device. And you can probably submit someone else's list, too. cool. As long as someone has a phone or a computer.
Yeah, I mean, the more we
can. But your point is very valid, that's for sure.
Yeah, I want that, and I want to see how that works. I'm excited to see that. Also, just like for the different devices. So, like, I have an iPhone. What is this, 6 Plus or whatever? And like, I want to see, just like how it fits on my phone, because I'm gonna be using probably my phone most of the time. Am I gonna like want an iPad for this now? In order to have a bigger screen to see things better, can I send my list as the person I'm playing against? Like, is that a thing? That could be cool.
I think the most important question is the Dice app built in?
Yes.
It is?
In that purchase for $5.
With the tournament play, with it having it all integrated in the app, I'm pretty sure when you get paired up, you'd be able to see your opponent's list.
Yeah, no, they talked about that, didn't they?
I'm very sure.
It's all going to be, they want it to be condensed. They want it all to be in the app.
Everything.
Because aren't you using third-party stuff right now for tournaments, or am I thinking of something else?
I mean, we are. We use, what you call it? We use Crowdex. A lot of people do.
Yeah, like, that's third-party, and I feel like they want everything just integrated.
Now, here is one possible problem, and we're gonna see. I have a couple of tech questions out for my programmers out there, but like our squad overlays, for instance, all rely on the XWS format that like Yet Another Squad Builder puts out, and all the other squad builders we use Yet Another because it's the fastest one to use on the fly, but I personally still need a third party builder because I know that app is not going to export to a friendly format in order for me to use for streaming. Like, I know that that's going to be a thing.
Well, Muon on his 2.0 roadmap has development of a new XWS in there.
Amen. Muon the god. All hail Muon.
Well, we went
2.0 crit lookup up today.
Say that again.
The crit lookup for 2.0.
Oh, okay.
That went up today.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I need nice. I'm gonna be jumping on Vassal actually after we're all done here today.
My thing is, I'm sure the app's gonna be fine. It makes me feel sad that so many squad. There's no third party squad builders anymore. Like, there could be. I just don't see it be likely.
Right. I mean, the thing that would keep it alive is stuff like...
It gives nice to be able to have a variety, but, yeah, what can you do?
I think what will keep at least one of them alive, or at least packaged in alive, is going to be stuff like Vassal or Tabletop Simulator, where you can use a squad builder link to... like get your squad up quickly, because we don't want to go back to the old days where you have to go through menus and start dragging out each individual piece. That takes forever. It takes forever. Nobody wants to do that. Hello to go. Thank you for joining us. How you doing? Or Tigo, excuse me, not to go. Tigo, are you here, sir?
He's mute.
I'm sorry that you're mute, Tigo. I still love you, though. So, you know, as we continue to think about this transition to 2.0, like, I've been looking at my collection, and, like, I'm slightly overwhelmed but excited by the fact that supposedly you... like, everything's going to be competitive because they've leveled the playing field. All right, everything can be played. Like,
yep.
The other thing I'm going to have to fight for myself is that balance between, ooh, I want to play with all my toys, and I need to practice something to make sure that I'm good at it for, you know, the tournament setup.
Yeah, like, let's...
Say that again?
No, I'm saying, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, one thing I'm starting to do is I'm going through through all my ships. I'm looking this way because my shelf with all my ships are right there. But I want to play when 2.0 comes out and we have our app and all of our pieces. One thing I want to do is play with some of the ships that I've never had a chance to actually play with or haven't played with in a long time. So, for instance, I haven't played with quad jumpers in a while. I want to play with some quad jumpers. I want to play with some Star Vipers, some G1As, which actually just saw somebody pop up on the chat there. I want to play the G1A I bought. Yes, absolutely. I want to play with some Hawks. Some TIE Fighters. I haven't played with a TIE Fighter in forever.
But now it's like, the Hawks will rise again.
Yeah, I will tell you.
Shadowcasters.
Yes, yes. I want to play with a generic Shadowcaster. Like, I really do. I think, like, I tried to make a generic Shadowcaster build work, and it didn't.
What happened, Dion? It just crash and burn.
It doesn't. It's too expensive to put anything else with it that's worthwhile. Is what happened. It's just it doesn't work here.
Like, you, I'm guessing you put one and that's, and it's like, why am I not just using Asajj?
Correct. Yeah. It's like, let's try to replace Asajj in this list.
Like, the generic spray for the scum. That's good. But the generic Shadowcaster's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, what am I doing?
A-Wings. Oh, my God. I want to play with A-Wings.
Yes, A-Wings. Well, for me, I'm much looking forward to flying X-Wings and Y-Wings in B-Wings. Like, it just, like, variable ships are going to be so much fun to fly. I'm just so psyched for that.
Real quick, I'd like to get a shout-out to OCX Coach.
I'm hyped for Gunboats to return to the limelight.
Yeah, Gunboats. Pew, 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 pew. Throw them in the chat. I just want to do a quick apology to Coach that I'm sorry that I'm doing this on a Wednesday night. This was my only choice. I'm sorry, sir. Sorry.
Is he berating you right now?
He is. He's in the chat. He goes, it's blanking on, Dion. Stepping on OCX time.
Oh, I saw they were streaming earlier. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
I'm sorry.
Well, what do we expect from you, Coach?
I'm just here to do my job. I'm just here to do my job, man. Let's see. Test. You know, hey, I got an idea, Coach. See, the problem is, like, they like swear and stuff on their show. So, like, I could try to do like a link up thing where we talk with them. But they have to promise to behave. So if you guys are...
I don't think that's not possible. I don't believe that is possible. I'm like,
it could be fun. Let's see. I'm gonna throw it in the chat.
I'm not gonna say no. I would not be objecting to it. I would just say that's possible for them not to swear. I would love to hear it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Hey, OCX, if you
there should be totally, like, an X-Wing, like, just podcast, like a mega podcast. Like, all the podcasters.
You know,
we try one at Worlds?
We tried. Like, we...
How'd it go?
The problem...
I think it's...
Go ahead.
I guess not microphones is my guess.
There's not enough microphones. And I tried to do it, not this Worlds, but last Worlds... and it goes on forever because you got like 10 hosts trying to host, and it's very
fight to the death.
Crap, I lost my train of thought. Something, a thing I was gonna
blame
say.
Blame Coach. Blame Coach.
Yeah, I blame Coach. Thanks for making me lose my train of thought, Coach.
Oh yeah. But,
what are they spamming in the chat right now? They're spamming. I'm afraid to click on these links.
I'm investigating. Give me a moment.
Work.
Say that again.
None of them actually work.
None of them actually work. They're all lies. My people called your people, and it turns out none of it works.
About right.
Say that again.
About right. Mm-hmm. But no.
Now, here's another thing. With, let's say, with your time, we'll get back on topic. Let's say with your time, you decided that I want to, quote unquote, play casual until second edition comes out. Like, I want to avoid playing meta X, Y, and Z. What I would do, is make sure that you are communicating that with your playgroup. I know that a lot of people have different expectations when they come to League Night, and we have definitely have guys, that want to only practice for the next tournament. I'm here for the next tournament. Let's practice, practice, practice. But just, sorry, lost my train of thought. Trying to read the chat. Just make being clear of your expectations is one way to make sure that you're having a good time. And the people who want to practice tournaments can link up, and the people who want to play casual can do that. That way you're agreeing on lists. Like, for instance, I had a situation a couple weeks ago where I had decided with somebody, hey, let's play casual. And they're like, yeah, let's play casual. Let's do that. And our idea of play casual was very different. So being clear on that, like, I brought this list that I made, which is called Bugs, Tugs, and Thugs. It's two quad jumpers, two Y-Wings, and two Z-95s. It's horrible, but it's fun, and it's six ships. And my opponent brought a meta squad that they've never flown, but it was still a meta squad. They're like, oh, I've never flown Miranda, Lorik, and Ezra before. Here you go, Dion. I was like, like, this is, yeah. So, and then Isaacar, one of our Twitch moderators, actually does bring up a good point. Here, the other issue is maybe your group is not big enough to actually split up into that. I will tell you, the Gold Squadron is pretty big. We consistently have like 20-ish guys that show up.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a really good group of guys. But if you only have 3-4 people who meet up a week, just my expectation, of course, would be that hopefully you guys have become pretty decent friends. And you guys can have that discussion amongst yourself as young adults to older adults, whatever your range is. So, I have a question here. Matt Man, so you said you're 16, right? So, my question is, like, how many people are in your playgroup where you play? Do you play at a store weekly?
It's difficult during the school year, but during the summer, I kind of hop from store to store doing store championships and stuff.
Okay, cool. So, I guess my question as a young adult, what would you try to do in order to relay the fact that maybe you weren't trying to play tournament lists at a certain day? What would you do? How would you reach out to people?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, so let's say you were going to a store to try to meet up with some friends who play X-Wing. How would you go about setting the expectation for what you were looking for that day, play-wise? Like, hey, I don't want to play against Ghost Fen today, etc.
I mean, yeah, that's really about it. I'd just say, hey, I'm not looking for a real game. I just want to play with quad jumpers.
There you go. A couple of other ways to do it is come up with an agreed upon set of rules. So, for instance, a couple weeks back, we decided, hey, everybody can ban three things. ban three things, and then we will play with everything that's not on the ban list. And I mean, the so many things got wrecked. It was fantastic. And we went smart about it too. So it was like, instead of like banning each individual part of like Ghost Fen, we said, okay, what's banned? The Ghost title, right? So that whole double shot thing doesn't work anymore. Trying to distract me in the chat. There's lots of different ways to go about making sure that you're creating time that's valuable
for
all the people in your group. So Isaacar says, for my group, we do leagues with ban lists, restricted card uses, and play a new list every week. I like that idea too.
I like that too, yeah.
Yeah, playing a new list every week.
Unfortunately, when you're trying to prepare for a tournament, it's like, I can't do that. But
yep. We've just decided to do a drafting for the next league nights.
I like drafts.
We need to do that down here. I don't know why we haven't.
So a couple months ago now, we did a draft league, and it was super fun. It was really great. And this upcoming league, which will be June, July, we're pretty sure that's going to be our format. So you'll see us play some of it on stream on Wednesdays. But what we did, we kind of do it like Magic draft. We make booster packs, essentially, of cards. It takes a little bit of time, but Ron really, really likes doing this kind of stuff. So he's assigned a rarity to everything, and he's done a lot of the work already. And we get these packs, and you like take one and pass it over. It's a lot of fun, but you can only build with that stuff. And we also put a really strict like no trading clause in there.
What?
Yeah, no trading. Because what ended up happening the very first time, we're like, oh, of course you can trade. Everybody just ended up with super meta combos. They're like, oh, it was.
Wait, so exactly is in the packs?
Loot boxes?
Say that again, yeah. Matt.
X-Wing loot boxes?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So what exactly is in the packs? Upgrades or?
So we did them separately. We did like pilots, and then we did like six or seven rounds of that, and then we did the same thing with the upgrades. It went by. It took like maybe an hour, but it was, or maybe about an hour and a half. But it was really fun and exciting to like make those decisions, and you spread it all out, see what you got. But the trading is what ruined it the first time. So we're not doing that this time. No trading. And then the fun thing is when you have that, you can definitely hate draft, if you ever heard that term before. So it's like, let's say somebody picked up the Lothal Rebel, and in your upgrade pack you have the Ghost title, and that's the only one. You go, I draft the Ghost title, and they look at you like, oh, you son of a gun. Yeah, definitely you draft from under people, and it just makes that it makes it scary to draft a pilot that you know needs something else. So people will end up drafting things that are a little bit more flexible.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. And then also we can control the cards that are in it by saying, like, okay, there are no TLTs in this pack. You can do that. So that's an idea for if you want to try a draft league. What are some other formats you can do? I mean, there's so many. Heroes of the Turret Cluster is something that my group really, really likes.
Oh, it's so much fun. Great. I need to host one. I have so much stuff. I need to run one.
Now, my issue for me is that they expect me to run it every time. And I'm a little busy.
It's almost like you have a podcast to take care of.
Right, exactly. So, we haven't done it in a while because I haven't pulled out all the stuff. But we'll probably get that going here pretty soon. As the part of the road for 2.0. So, Riverview, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So what, you know, we've been talking about a lot of stuff. What's on your mind with this transition into second edition?
Oh man. Well, for me, I mean, it's all about trying to get ready to play with arcs again, no turrets, right? So I've been doing a lot of practice, just playing more with arcs because turrets about to go bye-bye. And even just like flying Asajj, like we're still playing a lot of 1.0 around here because we do have the Seattle system open coming around here shortly. But yeah, like just trying to get good again with arcs because turrets have been so prevalent.
Oh yeah, man. Arc play is serious. It is very serious. And also, like you mentioned Asajj, understanding. So what I've been doing is when I play Asajj now is I'm playing her the 2.0 way, the way it has on the card, where the arc only counts for two. It doesn't work in a tournament or whatever like that. But it's just one way to start understanding, like, hey, I can do that whole, like, set it to the side and do a circle thing, but it's only two dice now.
Yeah, that's your shark.
Really get you thinking about the strength of the front arc, right? And trying to get ships in there.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to use the front arc, like, to do meaningful damage. But here's the thing, right? Two dice can actually still do damage in second edition. So, but you'll be rewarded more because you end up getting that one more dice, and we know that dice are extremely valuable in this game. Like plus one dice or plus one result in anything is really, really strong. Which was the mistake that the developers made in first edition, where they're like, hey, you can add a result here, and you can add a result here, and all of a sudden everybody was adding a bajillion.
Phantom Ray.
Yeah. Free
and
Ray.
And then you add Dan Norris. Oh my goodness, what have we done?
Well, if you know what? If you want to see something absolutely ridiculous to show really some of the big issues with first edition, watch round two of our California System Open.
You mean with Andrew Knuckles?
Yes, with Andrew Knuckles.
I watched that live and I was like, oh no, Andrew.
So once they got engaged, guys, once they got engaged, it took four turns for Andrew to lose. Because
pop. Pop. Literally pop goes to weasel for the shit.
Yeah, so I would watch it and basically, yeah. Say that again.
Pretty sure Guri got a six dice attack in the face. And
she did.
Yeah.
She did. It was like, well, that's, you had to roll two. No, no, not eight. Let me think. Sword members have five heads?
Yeah.
Wow. That.
It was bad.
Well, my friend's just like marksmanship version, which I think is a little bit worse, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're getting a crit in there, so it's even more damage.
Yeah, the crit is cool. It's just you have to use an action, so you couldn't like focus for defense. But yeah, it's the same idea, right?
Who needs to focus for defense when you should be getting two rerolls?
And you're punching people in the face. Man, yeah. So I'm definitely like that game. Like, I was laughing. You hear me laughing during the commentary and later on when Andrew ends up joining me in the booth, just kind of talking about it. But it was just brutal. I'd be like, well, that's a lot of the things wrong with first edition right now. It's just like, here's a million dice and you're dead. And here's a free mods and free reroll. Oh, God, it was ridiculous.
My favorite was the 9-die arc from, I think it was from your guys' league.
Yep.
Oh.
Darwin.
So is that something you can just set up anytime, or is that something that you're going to have to get super right?
So it has to be super right, and interesting enough, like once he nuked a ship off the board, he lost the game because that was the only trick he had. Like that was it. It's diminishing returns.
It's literally a one-trick pony.
Yes. For sure.
The thing is, I'm trying to find it. I remember that video. I just don't have an actual list for it. Like, I don't have a list to share with people to be like.
Yep.
Like, I would love that. Just to be like, here, you want to chuck 9 dice?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Nora, Shara Bay, and Jan Ors, I think, all together get the thing.
Because, yeah, Jan Ors makes sense.
Yeah, in order to give one of the dice, I think Nora needs Swarm Leader, and you end up taking the evade from the R3.
R3.
Yep. So it's crazy.
The setup seems a little bit absurd.
It is.
Not. And the thing is that you spend the target lock to add the eyeball, so you're assuming that everything's a hit or an eyeball.
Yep.
So it's like, ow. You have a lot that you hope goes right.
Yeah, in order to get that off. But just looking forward to second edition just has me really reflecting on, you know, some of the things that really have been issues. And it's like, you guys know that I am a naturally very positive person. I really work hard to have a positive outlook on most things. I try not to be too salty. And but the reality is that with second edition around the corner, some of those first edition things are look worse, I guess, next to the possibility of having a game that's significantly more balanced. So this whole thing about bridging to second edition, it's also trying to make sure that our attitude as a community stays more on the positive end. And I'm going to be doing that for you guys. Like I will be that positive force for sure. And, I'm happy to start again. Make it fresh.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to not be salty, at least for me.
Talk to me about your salt, Matt. Lay it at my feet.
I haven't really found any enjoyment in this game for quite a while. I mean, almost a year now.
Mm.
It's been just, why would I bother playing that when I could, you know, do something I like? It's really only podcasts that have kept me in the community.
Well, Matt, I'm glad that you're here. Obviously, you care enough to actually like be a part of the town hall, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ever since that Harpoon missiles come out, all the ordnance stuff has just gotten out of control.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. And that was at FFG just digging a deeper hole when it came to like, all right, so we made turrets too strong. Let's go with these crazy strong missiles to kind of balance that out. And it was crazy. So Durandal here in the chat says, I appreciate you being a positive guy in the community. It helped a lot through the salt in the last 6 months. I'm glad. You're welcome. I do my best. All the love. To address what you were saying, Matt, it has been deteriorating for a while. So, you know, I'd like to get your perspective. When you found out, you know, since you said you haven't really enjoyed the game for about a year, when you found out, hey, second edition is a thing, what was your initial reaction?
It was probably like the happiest day of the year for me, like Christmas and everything. It was like, it was on my birthday too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So funny. Great.
Happy birthday to Matt. Day. Here's a new game. That's sweet, dude. Yeah. Yeah, it did feel good. And here's the thing is that nobody expected it. So I will tell you from a media standpoint, when FFG reached out to me and they said, hey, Dion, do you want to come and cover this this thing? I was like, hey, I can't really make it. Like, I it's on that Tuesday. I'm already taking off on Wednesday to get there on Thursday. So it was kind of hard. They were like, you should be, you know, okay. So, I mean, too bad. We wish you could be here. I'm like, yeah, sorry, I can't make it. It was
wink, wink.
Yeah, like they didn't, like, kind of, right? They kind of gave me a wink, but I was like, what are you guys going to announce? Like, the next wave? Like, that's fine, whatever. I couldn't sacrifice another day. But when I was sitting there in my classroom during my lunch break and they announced this, I was like, holy crap, really? And then I felt a little salty. It's like I should have been there on the ground floor to ask questions and all the things. And then additionally, there were people there who were like Destiny players and Legion. A lot of people thought it was going to be mostly Legion stuff.
That's what I thought.
And there was some salt at the place. Like,
so
this is all you're talking about, huh? This is it. Like, we just announced a major thing for X-Wing, and people were a little upset, for sure.
thing for me was I was supposed to be studying my one of my computer exams, and I was like, oh, I'm ready to study. It's another day to study, and there goes just my day.
Yep.
Yep. Thanks, 2.0. I got to see in the class. I'm not complaining.
Hopefully you did well on your test.
Oh, yeah, I got like a B, but it's like, wasn't that bad. It was just more of a, well, I ain't doing anything else productive today. Oh, my goodness. 2.0. When can it be? Do you know, here yet?
Exactly. Are we there yet? So, I should definitely make that into a meme, right? Like,
We need Gold Squadron stickers of, like, the Patreons or whatever, like, shouting at you in a car, like, are you there yet? I'd buy them.
All right. I can make that happen. I can make that happen for sure.
Banana focuses too. Yeah, need banana focus.
The banana focus that we hit a little bit of a roadblock with it, but
is it because of how they look?
Yeah, they're a little too phallic. Like it was bad. I was like, I don't know if we should do this. And like Andrew Knuckles, the CEO,
yeah, he's great.
He's the Curl Paul creative guy. And he was like, we were just kind of going back and forth. And he was like, I don't think this is going to work. And I think, you're right. I think you're right. So, we'll see. And then there was issues with, like, the possible, like, we could have done, like, a bunch of bananas. But even that looked like you can giggle to yourself. Yeah, you know exactly. I can't say it. PG show. Yep. Anyway, we'll keep going. Move along. The other thing is, one thing I don't understand, which Isaacart brings up here in the chat, is there's also a lot of people, a lot of loud people. I don't think it's a majority, personally. But we did get quite a few people message me who were upset about the fact that 2.0 was a thing. So I can talk about one of my locals. I won't use his name, but he wasn't too happy about second edition when it was announced, and that's because he was born into the X-wing realm of Turret Wing. He loves to fly his Miranda Ezra Lorik, and that's all he likes to do. I'm not talking about William, by the way, but because William knows how to fly other stuff, but. He was born into this, and that's all he really likes to do. And he was like, what do you mean I don't have a 360 turret? I was like, yeah, man, you got to point your arc at things. That's how it used to be. He's like, but my Miranda. I was like, yeah, she can die. I hate her.
Yeah, she can die. Yeah.
Let the past die. Kill her if you have to.
Well, you have to kill her.
Pretty much have, yes, haven't they?
Please kill her.
Oh yeah, they nerf Miranda big time.
Yeah, isn't it only like one time you can regen now? Not one time. Only when you have no shields.
Well, you have no shields.
Finally.
And you can never
get back up to half points.
Exactly. River, you brought up the most important thing. You can never get back above the half point mark, which is great. And they also nerfed R2-D2. Because it's limited now. You can only do it, I think, like 3 times. And you can't shoot after you regen, which is awesome. And there's like a generic...
Is the R2 asterisk like that?
Yeah. R2...
They work exactly the same, but they still somehow have separate wordings.
Yeah.
Weird.
You have to make them seem different, at least, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're different. Not really. They're the same.
Same difference.
Fun Bobby says, good riddance to Miranda. Lando's Lounge says, how thick the FAQ has gotten is justification enough for 2.0. I agree. Definitely. There's a couple of my locals who stopped playing where they were definitely more casual, but the problem that they always had is like, I would always, try to play these things, like, well, okay, that's not how that actually works, because it says this in the FAQ, and we're still going to have an FAQ. That's one thing that I think people do have to remember, but I think it will be more actually an FAQ, like frequently asked questions, like clarifications, not errata, is the difference.
Like, there was a league night when what we were doing was no, like, all facts are reversed, and I was like, so what's the difference between a fact and an FAQ? I mean, a fact and a clarification.
Yep.
Exactly. What is the difference?
Nothing and everything.
Exactly. So, I ended up getting sick and I couldn't go, so I would have flown, as suggested, it would have been the double tap ghost with the field, except two tacticians.
Oh, gross.
Because two things, tacticians unlimited, and it was originally treated that TLT was individual attacks.
Yeah.
So that would be four stress.
Oh. Ugh.
No, that thank hurt. You, Satan.
Yeah, that hurts my heart. Yeah, so God, good riddance. Oh my God. Oh man.
I've got to change the future.
Yep. That's terrible. You're a bad person.
I am.
All right. They said they will be there will be more adjustment to cost instead of errata as much as possible. Yeah, and that's the thing, like, if something is super broken, they can just cost it out of existence. Just be like, it's
200 points.
It's 200 points. Go ahead, play it. You know? And I'm hoping, because I think the salt will simply transfer. I think one, I'm waiting for the posts when it happens. I can see you, future. I'm looking at you in the face, okay? And
future?
The future, yes. And I can see the future salt post. I can't believe they raised the points on this thing. I really liked it. Is that was too much, or that was too little? Oh, man, oh, I can see it. I can see it already. And future poster, I still love you.
Poster, future's past. I don't know.
Calm yourself down, person. It's we're gonna be okay. We're gonna make it.
They just need to start embracing the change, and then we'll be happier.
Yeah, exactly. And understanding that it's all fluid. It's like the ocean. Let it flow. It's gonna be okay.
All is as the force wills it.
Correct.
Yes, definitely.
Other changes. Durandal says salt will always exist, but it will be better for the game. I like the dynamic game. I do too. The fact that, like, I've told you guys already, we're gonna do this type of like fantasy football / stock exchange, like buying and selling type of thing.
So crit coin.
Say that again.
I'm so sorry. So crit coin.
No. No, don't get the crate. Get that crate crap out of here. Crate crap.
Don't stop.
Oh man.
That's all right.
Oh, a coach, you can call in and express your feelings.
Get in here, coach.
All you have to do is join the Discord server and jump in the thing.
We would love to have you.
Yes. Josh Holt. Says firing arcs are too powerful. Please nerf. Can't wait for those posts. Oh yeah, you are correct. You are correct. Yes, there will be.
Yeah, aren't they officially 90 degrees and not just 80?
No, they are 80. It's been confirmed.
Okay, I thought I saw something about that.
Yeah, I actually got called out on a Reddit post. Like, you were wrong, Dion. I was like.
What? You were wrong?
I get things wrong.
Improbable.
It happens. It's fine. One thing that has happened, this is totally off topic, but my skin has gotten a lot thicker since starting this whole journey. Like, it's okay. But please don't be mean on purpose. Like, that's just mean. That's just mean for being mean.
Yeah. I'm just rolling dice because I've been playing more. I'm like, is this a good time to use my target lock?
It's always a good time to use your target lock.
I keep on being like, isn't weapons engineer a good idea? Oh, wait, 3PO.
Oh no, 3PO can. Ugh.
Oh yeah, 3PO can just die. Yep. Like I love him. I love him for my list. I hate him when I play against him.
Top 16 X-wings have 90-degree arcs confirmed.
Oh, top. You mean so instead of advantage templates, you get advantage cardboard.
Advantage cardboard. I'm in. I'm so in.
New Patreon.
Your new Patreon. Yeah, advantage cardboard. I'm surprised. You know, I think it's because I think it's because this game doesn't do like
wait,
prizes.
Someone's from... trying to get into voice chat. So definitely not Chico. Oh, is that Coach?
No, nobody. I don't see anybody new in here yet.
No, it's Gerald. The person's in general.
Oh, the person's in general. Yeah, they have to get into voice chat.
Yeah, I'm like, is that Coach? This is going to be very interesting.
Yep. We're being raided.
They posted something on their Facebook group. When we find it again, that was like, it was, I knew it's indirectly mentioning you. Yeah, the war is real. 06, only on Wednesdays.
Did they really post it on their Facebook?
Yes. I'm on all the Facebooks.
Oh, Jesus.
Did I do it? Am I on?
You're yeah. on, Chico.
Oh, yes, you are. You did it.
This is definitely not Chico.
No, this is not.
No, I was like, I don't think this is Chico. Yeah.
How you guys doing? We're on commercial break.
You're on commercial. Oh, okay. Welcome.
Just had to go get another beer.
Are you guys doing another happy again?
Where's Coach?
You don't want Coach here.
He asked, do I need a mouse to get in? What? You have a computer, don't you?
I don't believe he does.
He is in standard Coach mode. So, yeah.
So they sent the wholesome representative.
The wholesomest.
Correct.
The most wholesome.
Hashtag force for good.
That's right. Yeah. Hashtag force.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Watch it, Chico. I'll strip that title. Don't. I'll do it.
So what are you guys talking about today?
We're talking about the road to second edition. What are you doing to survive, to make sure that you don't die before you get to September 13th?
Obnoxiously on a podcast to start with.
Okay. Check.
Good. Very good start.
But what we're doing is, well, I'm starting to go through all the ships that I have that I've never flown because, I mean, like you, Dion, like I don't know how many casual games you get in, but you've flown one list for a long time now.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So done.
So I've started thinking, you know what? I'm going to start flying all these ships that I've never flown. Like I've never flown a U-wing. I've never flown the BSF bomber. So this last local tournament, we had a charity event. I busted out the Popsky's list,
mm-hmm.
and flew his BSF bomber and Nim and Ezra on there, and that was a lot of fun. Like that thing is just baller. That was a really fun ship.
So
I'm having a blast going through all these old ships and building lists around them.
Our very own Luke Carrington says he's quitting X-Wing and letting Chico do all the work.
Very
what
much.
Shock. What a shock.
Yeah, he's pretty much checked out unless I drag him into playing a game. So I'm sure we'll hit up some store championships. We're already planning on going to whatever Tyler Tippett's store championship is. We're going to go out to that one. Maybe make it up to Chicago for yeah. They always put on a good show. And maybe if any of the local stores got any.
I hope so.
Well, we had the issue that they never publicly announced when to get your kits. So if your store wasn't on the pulse and it was one of those stores that relies on the community to tell them when to order kits, you got screwed. So out of the three or four or five stores that we have locally that might have one coming. Mm. So that super sucks. And we had three last year.
And we still don't know what the kit even has. I like that.
There's a store championship in California already, and they don't even have their kit.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a couple of places in Europe that that have had their event already, and they're just like, all right, just mail it on over when you get it. Because the descriptor for the distributors says that this event should be held from May to August, and we have one day left in May. So
yay.
Yeah, so
well I'm really surprised that things are coming late. Because if you look at the Detroit regionals, their kit showed up late. If you look at the Hoth System Open, they ran out of stuff and people got their stuff late. Yep. Worlds, they ran out of stuff and people got their stuff late.
Everything is late.
Canadian Nationals?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Jeremy already put up a sell up for his templates, I think.
Yeah, he's like, I don't got them yet, but when I get them, I'll ship them, I promise.
But yep. No. I do have a short
like there's been this. A bit of an issue with yeah. with having things out and having them in the right amount that's needed.
Yes.
Well, I wonder.
Maybe that's just a good thing that the game is still so healthy that they're running out of things.
Yeah, they might have anticipated less people were going to be going. I mean, yeah, good problems. And I think the other thing that probably put a hitch in their step, let's be honest, is. Right now, they are probably in the process of printing and creating all of the stuff that we're going to be buying here up in August at Gen Con, and all of the second edition things. I'm sure some of it's done, but depending on where they like what distributors make those things for them or factories and stuff, that might have caused some layover if they had to. Put some staff on some type of 2.0 project and say, hey, I know that we got to work on this kit stuff, but we actually need you on, you know, proofreading or something like that, even though they missed Caption what? Rex.
They hire proofreaders?
I know that's been true with rules. It's like, when I got to Worlds and like, you know, all of the marshals came up to me and said, we're just going to kind of lean on you for stuff because we've been kind of checked out with 2.0 things. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. Like, okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to using Caption Rex, by the way, and saying that his ability his ability doesn't work because it doesn't. Right, Chico? Words is written, buddy.
What?
Did you see
this
on Rex, the HM Award win?
On the
because it's a caption.
I'll find it. Give me a moment. I'm finding it.
The condition card on one of the times where it should say Captain Rex refers to it as Caption Rex, and it's in nice. It's in bold. It's great.
That's only for the first paragraph. So the other three paragraphs work, right?
Right, but the first paragraph doesn't.
Rule
we
casual.
Know what we're doing. We know what we're doing.
Canada would allow it.
Be nice to
just
Canada.
Just blame Canada.
Be nice to Canada. Yeah, you know what? Maybe I should do an alt art of Captain Rex, like him, like having
here it is, guys.
A caption contest or something. I don't know how to depict that.
Yeah. Okay. So the only thing you don't get to do is roll one for your attack die. That's the only thing that doesn't do.
Right.
I think I got to bug out and get back to my podcast. So yep. I just wanted to read off a prepared statement by Coach for you. He said I had to get angry. Okay. So Dion, okay. I shake my fist at you violently. For taking our time slot and clearly all of our viewers. Thanks for having me on, Dion.
I love you, man.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Del Coach's got stale memes.
Well, what a shock. It's Coach. What can you do when you're drinking that much?
You can be the most lovable...
Oh my goodness.
Most lovable coach in the world. That's what you can be. He's a good guy. Anyway. So anything else, gentlemen, before we close this out, that you want to talk about transitioning into second edition? Anything that's on your mind? Any questions you got for me? Anything you want me to expound on? Riverview? Matman?
Not really, no.
All right. Burning Stick, do you have anything else? Any burning questions? I know. I'm good at wordplay.
What a terrible joke. I might have to move podcasts now.
I'm both a middle school teacher and a father. Like, the dad jokes and teacher jokes are real.
You're the definition of a walking dad joke.
Correct. Is there anything else that did you want to bring up as related to the road to second edition? Anything you want me to expound on, questions you want me to try to tackle?
There was something, and now I can't remember. I'll probably remember at the moment the show ends, but we'll see.
All right. Well, in closing, let me bring up my notes here. In closing, I just want to remind you guys, over the next couple of weeks, we do have plenty of GSP content coming your way. We have the Columbus system opening, happening in a couple weeks. We have the Portland system opening. Oh my goodness, I'm tired. System open happening after that.
Are you
okay? I'm fine. My brain is on fire. And what have you done with those plans? Edit that in here, Dion. Actually, I'm probably not going to have time to do that. But September 22nd, if you can get to the Chicagoland area, September 22nd, you're going to want to be here, because that is when we're putting on the, what, we don't have a name for it yet. It's going to be like the Gold Squadron Open or something like that. That's a working title. But we're doing that charity event, and it looks like we're going to be able to get about 160 people into this space for X-Wing. And it's a charity event for Ron's when he was a kid, his Boy Scout troop. Their like trailer is all broken down and stuff like that. But we're gonna be putting on this thing, and it's going to be a 2.0 event. I know that there's plenty of people that are gonna be biting chomping at the bit to be able to get some 2.0 in, and this is gonna be one of the first events that you can go to. It is gonna be a tournament. And we're gonna be giving away a bunch of stuff. We're gonna have we had donated like several hundred dollars worth of like vintage Star Wars toys that are gonna be part of the prize pool. We'll have some 2.0 cards and ships and corsets and all these things. So it's gonna be big. We're raising money for a good cause, and. And of course, it will be streamed, of course, and there will be some glory behind the winner here, because it'll be one of the first events, big events, that people will come to. We actually are working on connecting with a hotel so we can get some like cheaper rates for people flying in and stuff like that, because the anticipation is that if we can make this a yearly thing, we might do that. So do it the Gold Squadron way, make it big. There will be beer for those of you who are drinking age that will be available.
Darn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But we'll bring you juice, man. Don't worry. One thing, the scouts who are going to be helping us out that day, there will be like bring to your table order. So you'd be like, you're in the middle of a game, you're rolling your dice. You're like, I need a hot dog. They're like, we'll get you a hot dog. And you can like eat your hot dog while you're playing your 2.0. It's going to be great. I'm excited to be a part of this and work on the planning of it. It's going to be a good time. So if you're going to be in the area, September 22nd, put it on the calendar, see if you can make it. We're anticipating some people from Wisconsin, those of you from the north, Indiana people, and anybody who can come from farther, come on down. As always, you can watch replays of all the things on our YouTube channel. Go ahead and go over there, subscribe, hit the little bell so you get notifications. I just dumped all of the California System Open games on there. They've been separated into individual games with the players and what lists they were doing. And lastly, if you enjoy all of this stuff and you want to help us continue expanding our content, you can go to patreon.com/goldsquadron. Be part of the largest group of people that make Gold Squadron possible. All the travel and things, it would not be possible without the patrons. And you can also connect your Amazon Prime account to Twitch. It's giving away free money by clicking a button. It's pretty amazing. You can do that every 30 days. So if you've done it in the past and you haven't done it in 30 days, go ahead and click it again. For everybody who joined me today, Burning Stick, Matt Man, Rearview, and Sanct, and even GTO, who didn't say a thing but was just kind of hanging out in here earlier, and to OCX for gracing us with their presence. My name is Dio Morales. Gold Squadron, out.
Great on top.
No, you ruined it. Now I have to edit now. Dang it.